Radio.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Another live broadcast. And I have such an important job to do. How do I reach out to the people? How do I document for them that I'm right, that I have the evidence, I have the facts, I understand the globalist agenda? There is a world government. It is run by eugenicists who want to bring in a world tyranny and then forcibly exterminate at least 80% of the world population. How do I get the people that are lackadaisical, punch drunk on entertainment and alcohol, to wake up and realize their amazing peril before this system that will dwarf Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong is able to come into its own and carry out its operations? Well, I'm going to do it with the facts. This is a very important radio show today. It is Sunday, the 24th day of May, 2009. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours. We will have open phones as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, the day before Memorial Day tomorrow. We are live. Let me just read to you the headlines I have in front of you, then I'll get into the vital news. I was just talking about eugenics. Here is the Times of London today. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation met in secret meeting. We've been telling you about these secret meetings for many years. It's never been in the news. Now it is. But this is a secret meeting that I exposed in Endgame that was nowhere else. No, not Bilderberg Group. This is the group above that, or the inner coterie, the inner steering committee for eugenics. ABC News reported in the middle of last week that there was a secret meeting that was held during Bilderberg in New York City at David Rockefeller's palatial operations center. And they admit right here in the Times of London, ladies and gentlemen, but put their spin on it, that what they're meeting about, all they think about and all they prepare for is eugenics. That is coming up. Also, I thought I'd integrate just two articles I saw today. There are literally hundreds of these I see a week. These are just two peer-reviewed government studies that you'll see in the news, and then when I talk about it, the news will say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theorist. I heard local news this morning saying, it's the law in Austin, you've got to take all these vaccines, and it's the law that kids at school now have to take flu shots. There is no law. The state health department said it's their list of recommended to go to school, but then the school lies and says it's the law. Go verify that for yourself. And once you find out they're lying to you, that's just the beginning of the rabbit hole. That's the opening. And I'll assure you, you're not going to find Bugs Bunny or Alice down that hole. You're going to find eugenics. You're going to find death. Now, here is the Mayo Clinic, ladies and gentlemen. The Mayo Clinic, it's in Science Daily. It's in peer-reviewed journals. Children who get flu vaccine have 3 times the risk of hospitalization for flu. Mayo Clinic 6-year peer-reviewed double-blind study is conclusive. Now, I keep telling you, the flu outbreaks are from the shots. I looked at the latest numbers. For 7 years straight, they haven't gotten the right flu. They always try to guess the mutation a year before and make a flu shot for it. They claim 8 years ago they got it right, if you even believe that. The point is, you can pull up the hundreds of government studies that you triple your chance of Alzheimer's after just 3 flu shots. A lot of you say, hey, I've already had 3. It's too late. Might as well. You know, that's why you got 25-year-olds getting Alzheimer's en masse. And then they make an industry out of that, and people wear ribbons and wonder why their 18-year-old's drooling in the corner. Hey, you can stop taking it. You can stop anytime you want. But you want facts? This is Mayo Clinic. I know they've got corporate doctors on the air that will tell you all day there's no evidence. Well, that's funny. Thousands and thousands of studies. Mayo Clinic study. I'll get into that later. And then it dovetails with a Mayo Online story. Gender-bending fear over plastic drink bottles. And this is, they've known this since day one. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of different types of plastic they can manufacture that don't leach the estrogen, mimicking chemicals that sterilize men, over 85% sperm reduction. Directly, they test the men's testicles that can't have children, and they find that they're just full of this estrogen, and it's the artificial type. And it's the same thing with women. Totally screws them up. It's one of the main causes of breast cancer. That's why they tell older women, don't take estrogen replacement. It'll increase your breast cancer and other cancers. Well, you wonder why your girls, when they're 8 years old, are going into puberty now when they used to go in when they were 14. It's because you're drinking that. And, hey, you may want to die. Hey, go ahead. Stick pink ribbons on you all day and give money when you go to the movie theater. They ask if you'll give money for breast cancer stuff. It's a big industry. They'll never find the cure because they know. They had hundreds and hundreds of plastics that don't leach this. But they chose and adopted in the 50s worldwide as the dominant plastic, the one combination that happens to cost more money. I've talked to the petroleum geologists and the big experts that run these big plants, that the big chemists. The one type they chose was the one type that leaches this, the perfect way to deliver it, just like the sodium fluoride to the drinking water system, the perfect system. Of course, these are government studies here. You can go read them. Gender-bending fear over plastic drink bottles. Drink from plastic bottles can raise the body's level of controversial gender-bending chemicals. Why are they controversial? Because they argue, well, they're all right for you. Just like melamine in the baby's milk is good. I mean, sure, it kills them, but attacks all organs, but, you know. And sure, 90% of baby formula has it. And rocket fuel that also sterilizes them, 90% of it. And, yeah, over half the corn syrup, for no reason, because it's not involved in manufacturing, has massive levels of mercury. That's Washington Post. But so what? Just drink it. Don't listen to me. There's a game on later. You know, it's scary to admit all this is going on and eugenicists are running things. Don't even look up the word eugenics. Just don't believe Alex Jones. Don't care about your children. Just give them the flu shots. Just drink out of the plastic bottles. Don't breastfeed. Don't breastfeed. Give them that rocket fuel laced. Give them that. They also add for your baby's health the other goodies like melamine, as I mentioned earlier, and fluoride to the baby formula. Don't give the mother's milk. It's a lie. It's a conspiracy that women have mammary gland breasts to feed babies. Now, pretty soon, a generation or two, they'll say, is it true that once women fed children from their breast? No. And if they hear you, they'll arrest you for re-education. Okay, I won't tell anyone. Good. Now take your Prozac. You know, this is the system, and I'm not joking. You're living in a dystopic system, but the globalists don't have total control yet. They're dominating society, but they don't have an iron grip yet. They're 10 years away from an absolute total control grid, so I'll get into that and how it ties into Times of London, billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. They didn't mention that last Wednesday in ABC News about secret meeting of the rich in New York with the Rockefellers. But I told people Wednesday on the show, I said, they're having a eugenics meeting. You know why? Because I know every time these people meet, I'm the person that noticed this, and I'm not bragging. I'm the person that, with reverse engineering of government documents, noticed that every major philanthropic organization out there gives almost all of their money to eugenics organizations, and then by the time you hear about it on the news, piecemeal, it's, oh, they're helping Africans. They're helping children with inoculation programs. I'm going to tell you who was at the meeting. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. So you better listen up, and you better listen good. Then I'm going to get into the control grid today on the show, license plate surveillance grid used to track anti-war protesters. These are going in the U.S. and England, but the police are going to be exempt. Special license plates shield officials from traffic tickets and more. Orange County Register. We'll get into more of the control grid. The Pentagon says they're preparing to start attacking websites in the U.S., all this and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, sworn to defend the Republic and the United States of America and our Bill of Rights and Constitution, sworn to defend liberty and the innocent. We shall return with the most important information you ever heard in your life.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Great. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
That's right. They're putting rocket fuel, mercury, and melamine in your baby's milk. Fluoride in their milk and in their water. The IQ's dropping, the sperm count's dropping, the cancer rate's exploding. The globalists are putting every dime they got into killing us deader than a hammer. Ha ha ha! And the brain-damaged slaves love it. They're on a highway to hell. intoxicated. Yeah, that gets you high. That aspartame eating holes in your brain as well. That excitotoxin. No speed limit, baby. No. They're building those prisons all over the place. That's our big business now. Hope you all enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. You got front row seats to a high-tech Pentagon-designed global extermination grid. They advertise it. They advertise the meat grinders, and you all go running, jumping right into them. And those of you that are halfway awake or too timid and scared, your neighbors might think you're weird if you spoke up. So you're going to go ahead and feed yourself and your children right in as well. Besides, they make it so easy. Notice how it's everything that's produced by only two or three companies. You take corn syrup. Government's own studies admit massive levels in over half of it. And in the big brands, it's in all of them. Thousands and thousands of foods, high levels of mercury, despite the fact that there's no mercury in the production of corn syrup. In fact, people won't believe me. Guys, Google 50% of... what was the exact headline? No, no, no. It was 90% of the infant formula has melamine. That just kills their kidneys and liver and clogs up all their and calcifies all their major organs. That's another soft kill weapon. No, it's 90% in the milk. And of course, not just from China. We're actually worse on average, but they kind of cover that up. No, no. I want to give people the article because they won't believe it. The headline was half of corn syrup products have mercury. Anyway, side issue. But go ahead and get your flu shot. Mayo Clinic's six-year study shows it 2.9 times or almost three times more likely to put you in the hospital with killer flus. So absolutely. And then believe the other hoax, it's the law to take it. Okay, I'm going to shop about that, get into some of the other news I've got here. There is some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Bill to audit Fed gains serious momentum. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, 100, this is as of Friday, 179 sponsors. They get just a few more. We're going to be able to audit that private Federal Reserve. But I tell you, I read the comments on Infowars.com, all 300 of them I scanned over on this story, and half the comments are like, oh, it won't do any good. There's no point. Nah. Come on, folks. Let's get winners' attitudes here. I didn't even think he could get this many sponsors this year. Last session, he got, what, 30 or 40? This session, he's getting 179 and growing, and it's making national news now. And then they say, well, the Fed will never allow it. Folks, you have to believe you can beat an enemy. The private Federal Reserve took this country over in 1913. They arrogantly go on CNN and Larry Neuhauser and the Fed chairman say they're above the law. And when I say chairman, plural, I've got video of, it's actually in Obama deception, of former Fed chairman Greenspan saying, oh, we're above the law. No agency, no government, no one can look at us. Well, nothing else is above the law. The president's not above the law. This is asinine. And so if we just get the word out about the private Fed that's stolen $14.8 trillion in the last 7 months out of the Treasury, that owns both parties, and is bringing us into a new world order, I mean, and people can't deny it now, hundreds and hundreds of mainstream articles saying, oh, yes, private families own our private Fed. They'll fix the banking crisis with a new bank of the world that runs our lives and that we pay our carbon taxes to because the private bankers say they're so concerned about the greenhouse gases and that they want to reduce world population. You always see those headlines. World Health Organization concerned about overpopulation. Wants to make sure you take your flu shot so less of you die, but then it actually kills you. They're saying they want you dead. You know, it's like Bill Gates, part of the secret meeting that's in the mainstream news now. And his dad runs Planned Parenthood, and all he gives is speeches about we got to reduce the world's population. And then you read an article about, oh, he wants to help the black children. Ladies and gentlemen, no one had ever reported this. No one had ever called him out. And I've since had people on the show, incommunicado, high-level Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, shaking when they're on the air. You talk about risking my life. These people don't play games. It's a eugenics organization. So is IBM's trust. IBM, Thomas Watson, Hitler's top confidant in the U.S., when he died in the mid-50s, gave all his money, all the profits that their family gets, into population reduction. Same. This article's got Oprah Winfrey at the meeting, Bill Gates. It's got Warren Buffett gave all his money, all of it. When I say all, it's like 95% to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for population reduction. They're not playing games. I wonder if they tell the local tycoon here in Austin that owns the big computer company, because he's just worth a few billion bucks. He's low level. Hey, don't drink the water, pal. I wonder if he gets let in on, hey, don't drink the water, pal. And this is all they talk about. You can read UN documents, government documents, how they put it in the water to sterilize us. It's all admitted. Remember, this is the same crew that gave black men syphilis over 45 years and let them die of it with Tuskegee. Let them spread it. Same people that grabbed 4,300 little kids and radiated them to death, foster kids with radiation. Same ones that had U.S. troops march in and get radiated. Same ones that had them march into chambers and get radiated and get nerve gassed and all those different tests. And, the government's good now. Oh, the shadow government, they're nice people. And I get up here boldly, almost in a jolly way, and warn you, even though I'm really freaked out and having nightmares every night about this. And I try to get up here and gut up and warn everybody. I'm going to start getting into this article, and we're going to come back and take your calls. I'm going to go through the control grid, how they're going to set the control grid up to make sure they're able to carry all this out, and what will happen under the grid. Because all the soft kill operations, you don't know what soft kill is. Here's the words again this week. Eugenics, soft kill, neo-feudalism, serfdom, social Darwinism. It'll change your life. Because everything in your life, every piece of propaganda you live under, everything the globalists are doing, it's all about social Darwinism. It's all about Malthus, Sir Francis Malthus. It's all about Galton. It's all about eugenics. Better find out about it. It's dominated at least 200 years of human Western history. Hitler was just a minor apple that fell from this dark tree. Stalin, Lenin, Mao. All praised by these eugenics organizations, praised by Rockefeller in the New York Times. Times of London today, Bilderberg Club is not what we're getting into right now. No, that's now admitted mainstream news. Major movies about to be made about it. I'll tell you about that later. When I was told about it 2 years ago, I was asked not to tell anybody, but now they're admitting it, so I'll talk about it later. Billionaire Club to curb overpopulation. We are going to come back and get into this. Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people met to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Yes, just like Eric Bianca, UT, the professor, saying we've got to kill 90% of the population. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get focused here and break down exactly what we're facing as a society. This is not my opinion. It's absolute hardcore fact detailed in my film Endgame Blueprint. For global enslavement, in their words, in their statements, on record. A lot of people died, by the way, to bring in this information. Why am I still alive? By the grace of God, but also because I put my information out. If they kill me, it'll only make me stronger. That's why they do endless hit pieces all over national, international television against me. I was attacked by the New York Times savagely on Thursday. It means nothing. Means nothing to me except that I'm doing my job and that people will then come find out what we really talk about here, not the cliches, not the stereotypes that the media tries to put out, the dying corporate whore media of the New World Order. And then I'm going to your phone calls, KJ, Bob, and many, many others like Ken that are patiently holding toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. All right, listen to this PR piece. Second mainstream news article about the secret meeting. First one last Wednesday by ABC News about rich meat in secret meeting, but nothing about Bilderberg. This is separate from Bilderberg. This is covered in Endgame. We identify Bilderberg and this eugenics organization, this elite coterie. I ought to give it a name. I don't know the best name to give it. The Star Chamber of Death, the Death Group, the Eugenics Group, the Overlord Group, the... I don't know what you call it, Operation Overlord. Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation. And they have Miss America come out and, you know, Spelling Bee Champions, you know, the NFL, whatever's corporate. It's, we've got to reduce population. You know, greenhouse gases and have licenses to have children. And then they, you know, it's like second nature common sense. Well, of course we've got to get rid of people. Oh, really? But did you know you're one of them and your children are one of them? Did you know the globalists actually are suppressing technologies that could let our population continue to grow? Again, I'm going to break that down coming up later. But I want to head off at the pass, your preconceived brainwashing. Why do you have this view? Why do you have this view that will enslave you and your family? Why do you have this view that's already the rationale for the elite to put what they do in the water, to put what they do in the vaccine, to put what they do in the baby's milk, in the formula, and in the corn syrup? All centralized with just two or three big companies owning and running it. And anywhere you see that, just like poison in a well, that's how the elite come at the people. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Now, they've met many times in the past. This began getting coming out in alternative media like this operation, so they're now putting spin on it. Some of America's leading billionaires have met secretly to consider how their wealth could be used to slow the growth of the world's population and speed up improvements in health and education. Everybody knows stuff done in the dark's not good. Stuff done in the sunshine is. Now, what did I tell you about in Endgame? I list these people by name in the film and say they're meeting secretly. We broke this, and I'm proud of it. And the reason I keep pointing out we broke this, we broke that, because you better listen up here. The philanthropist who attended the summit convened on the initiative of Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, discuss joining forces to overcome political and religious obstacles to change. Now, what does Bilderberg do? We've always pointed this out. Now they've released many of their minutes because they've been exposed. They're now bragging. They got powerful elites together to push to set up the European Union so they could control the new system that was set up so it would be undemocratic. You see, when you create a new system, you get to write the rules. It's not just that global government's bad. It's that it's being set up by bad people. You know it's bad. I get emails going, well, in Star Trek, it's a global government and it's good. Yeah, and the Star Trek symbol, you know, is the UN symbol. Again, it's called predictive programming. This is like Captain Planet, funded by Ted Turner, who calls you useless eaters. It's not about saving the earth. It's about saying the elite get to set the rules and control you and micromanage your life for neo-serfdom to control your life in the name of saving the environment, while the elite actually do a lot of things that are bad for the earth. Let me continue. The philanthropist who attended a summit convened on the initiative of Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, discussed joining forces to overcome political and religious obstacles to change. Described as the good club by one insider, it included David Rockefeller, Jr., the patriarch of America's wealthiest dynasty, the open funder of Hitler, by the way. His father funded Hitler publicly. He's a big eugenicist. You can go look at the Rockefeller Foundation. Google Rockefeller Foundation Eugenics. You'll be at the Encyclopedia Britannica. They single-handedly funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and Adolf Hitler. They wrote the entire book on it. Just like IBM made the Hollerith machines. You know those little tattoos they put on people's skins in the camps? That was entered in the Hollerith machine. That was the code. It's, by the way, IBM running the Human Genome Project for eugenics purposes right now. And it's IBM that runs that program where the government for 36 years takes your baby's blood at birth without asking you. And I told you that 14 years ago. It's now mainstream news. See, they don't care. They want your blood, folks. So they got your number. Described as the good club by one insider, it included, the good club. Let's call it the evil club. Described as the good club by one insider included David Rockefeller Jr., the patriarch of America's wealthiest dynasty, Warren Buffett, and George Soros, the financiers, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, and the media moguls Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey. All of them push world government. All of them push population reduction. These members, along with Gates, have given away more than $45 billion. And that's pounds. That's $85 billion. And that's Bill Gates and Buffett have given more than $80-plus billion. We cover that again in Endgame. $45 billion since 1996 to causes ranging from health programs in developing countries to ghetto schools nearer to home. Now, folks, let me explain how this works. If you try to set up a tax-free foundation and you have billions of dollars and it isn't for eugenics, they don't allow you to have that trust. The Rockefeller Brothers Trust, the Bill and Melinda Gates Trust that Buffett put his money in, the Ted Turner Trust, all of it goes to eugenics and sterilization and special formula programs for African and Latin American children. I'm not making this up, and then it turns out the kids start dying when they drink it. I mean, go read it. This is some great... Folks, I am exposing the actual 21st century Nazis. These people are the ones whose daddies and mommies funded Hitler. Hitler was just a bad son who got off track. You understand, you're being given information nobody else has put together. I get death threats over this. You understand, I'm sticking my neck in the guillotine to warn you. Stop drinking their formula. Stop eating their corn syrup. Stop taking their shots. Do you understand? Stop drinking tap water. Stop showering in it. That's why you can't get upset. It's why you're stupid. It's why you're foggy mentally. There were over 100 million prescriptions for Prozac last year. Of course you're depressed drinking fluoride. Then they give you another fluoride-based drug. They gathered at the home of the senior Paul Nurse, a British Nobel Prize biochemist. Oh, biochemist. Why don't you go look at the discoveries he made? And president of the private Rockefeller University in Manhattan on May 5th, the informal afternoon session was so discreet that some of the billionaire's aides were told they were at a security briefing. Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, said the summit was superseded, was unprecedented. We only learned about it afterwards by accident. Normally these people are happy to talk good causes, but this is different. Oh, you bet it's different. Maybe because they don't want to be seen as a global cabal, he said. Remember, this is the same media that told you Bilderberg didn't exist until we forced it out. Now the same people that are putting out Terminator Salvation are putting out a Bilderberg Group meeting, media movie. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about that later. I'm going to finish up with this. Take your phone calls coming up. But this is so important. Please look into it. Please stop worrying about liberal versus conservative and all this sideshow diversion. Eugenics. Eugenics. Control grid. Stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Yeah, well, there's no confusion here.
Drink my wine.
I know who the globalists are. I know what their history is. I know their complete operations. And 99.9% of you, I mean generals in the military, I mean owners of large computer companies, auto mechanics, school teachers, black people, Hispanic, white, doesn't matter. All of us are under the gun by the eugenicists. This is the eugenics wars. This is the propaganda wars. This is about dominating and controlling the future and who goes into the future and re-engineering society into a highly controlled system run by a bunch of control freaks. They've written hundreds of books, thousands and thousands of quotes, UN documents. I list them all in Endgame and in films like Road to Tyranny, like books, Descent into Tyranny. And I'm just begging you, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to me and listen carefully. Your calls are coming up, but I need to finish up with this first. So ABC News says secret meeting of the rich in New York City for population reduction. They've given $80-plus billion since 96 to population reduction. They gathered in the home of Sir Paul Nurse, a British Nobel Prize biochemist and president of the private Rockefeller University in Manhattan. On May 5th, the informal afternoon session was so discreet that some of the billionaire's aides were told they were in security briefings. Some details were emerging this weekend, however. The billionaires were each given 15 minutes to present their favorite cause over dinner. They discussed how they might settle on an umbrella cause that could harness their interest. And, again, they get to be tax-free if they do this. See, they're not really giving their money. They put all their money into tax-free foundations. Their companies are now in tax-free, or their stock is. And then the interest on it goes to the philanthropic operations. So they don't pay taxes. And the philanthropy is eugenics. The issues debated included reforming the supervision of overseas aid spending and making sure it goes to the proper things, to setting up rural schools and water systems in developing countries with the proper additives, of course. I've read up on each one of these groups. Taking their cue from Gates, they agreed that overpopulation was a priority. This could result in a challenge to some third world politicians who benefit and believe contraception and female education weaken traditional values. And what it means is IMF World Bank funds under State Department Memorandum 200 are already, they have to get their women to be sterilized. They've sterilized half their women to get IMF and World Bank funds. And so in Peru and India, they run around in China and grab them and sterilize. If they catch you having more than one baby in China, they kill it. They use them for medical experiments. But it's for the greater good. It's tough to say it. You know, even the big Baptist Christian has come out the head of the 700 Club, remember a few years ago, and said, Pat Robertson, we've got to have, tougher Planned Parenthood in China. I know forced abortion and things sound bad, but they're doing what they have to do. And I had Christians email me and say, well, abortion for over there is of the Lord. Gates, 53, who is giving away most of his fortune, argue that healthier families freed from malaria, really banning DDT causes 40 million a year to die of that. Gates, 53, who is giving away most of his fortune, agreed that healthier families freed from malaria and extreme poverty would change their habits and fewer children within half a generation. But I actually have the State Department memorandum, and I actually have the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 59. That's the blueprint for all of this. And they actually state in there that they wanted an overpopulation to tie down and make third world countries collapse, and that then later they would mop up at the end of the century. And now we're the end of the century and past it with eugenics. And that they're having genetic engineering, which they don't care if it hurts the planet as long as they control it. Look, all the real environmental degradation is being caused by them, the chemtrailing, all of it. At a conference in Long Beach, California last February, he had made similar points. Official projections say the world's population will peak at 9.3 billion, up from 6.6 billion today. But with charitable initiatives such as better reproductive health care, we think we can cap that at 8.3 billion, Gates then said. And then it goes on with a big whitewash. Why all the secrecy? They wanted to speak rich to rich without worrying anything that they said would end up in the newspapers, painting them as alternative world government. As an alternative world government, he said. And funny, they were meeting when Bilderberg was meeting, not this weekend, but last weekend. They just went ahead and broke this on Wednesday and then again today in the Times of London. So there you have it. I broke this down. I listed these names. I listed the Rockefeller Foundation. And when I get up here, folks, you think I just get up on the radio on 80-something stations during the week, 30-something on the Sunday show, and just say that Bill Gates' daddy previously headed up Planned Parenthood, which gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, and called black people weeds that must be exterminated? That's Margaret Sanger, and he's still on their board. I've got him on Bill Moyers. I've got Bill Gates Jr., Bill Gates III or whatever. The rich one. His daddy was in military intelligence and all this, and it's the same with IBM. And by the way, Endgame came out 2 years ago. And then a year later, the scientist Watson, the Nobel Prize winner who discovered DNA, double helix, the head of the IBM Human Genome Project, Cold Springs Harbor. Do you know Cold Springs Harbor is the birthplace of U.S. eugenics and where Hitler got all his ideas? Did you know that it was formerly the Eugenics Records Office? Did you know that billions of dollars in 1950 money were given to it by Thomas Watson, no relation to Watson that headed it up? And that Watson then had to step down last year for saying blacks aren't humans? Blacks aren't Homo sapiens sapiens? Remember that? In fact, Google that for me. Head of Human Genome Project steps down, Thomas. Mr. Thomas, Mr. Watson, Thomas Watson's the other one, forget his first name, Nobel Prize winner for the double helix. The point is, and by the way, even if you're a racist out there and you don't believe blacks are human, even if you're the white supremacists that love Hitler and death threaten me all day, listen, fools. When you read the eugenicist documents at the highest levels that I cover in Endgame, it isn't positive and negative eugenics as you were taught. Positive, breeding for the super race on one end, more intelligence, less illness, longer life. Negative eugenics, sterilizing or exterminating the subhumans. When you go to the true level of eugenics, it is a dominant system, and they're number one threatened by dominant minds. And they believe Northern Europeans are the best. Then they believe Jews come next, and then Japanese. And the Japanese believe this. The Japanese elite all finance this. Emperor Hirohito and all that. And it still goes on. They go to the meetings. They believe it. They believe it. And so at these meetings, you got Japanese, you got basically royal white supremacists, and you've even got Jewish leaders there. And they are there with this whole thing on record saying we've got to dumb down the innate talent that's in the middle class and predominantly in Northern Europeans. We've got to poison them and dumb them down and test them and find out who's smart and put the boys on Ritalin to brain damage them. And we're doing this to guarantee that only our genetics go into the future of the elite. And then once their world government control grid is in place, they say they're going to exterminate the majority of the population. And they're already testing soft kill weapons. And this is the big thing. You know, this is the thing that you'll never hear about. You'll never hear the white supremacists talk about it. You'll never hear the ADL talk about it. You'll never hear anybody talk about this. This is everything. And I'm not that special. I'm not that smart. Why did I discover all of this? Sure, people knew about the globalists want population reduction and eugenics. And people know they want to reduce the world population. But I have discovered from simple research that who the groups are, what they're doing, and how they're operating. And I can't believe how many blacks they've got working with them. Now, I'm not saying Oprah Winfrey is part of this. This is just a kind of a management meeting to suck her in, I guarantee you, because she's the biggest person in entertainment and worth tens of billions of dollars. But she is a globalist, got this new globalist church, so she doesn't have to pay taxes. That's what that's about, based in Africa with all these weird sex scandals. She wants world government, and they got a bunch of other black leaders at the UN out pushing eugenics and saying it's for the betterment of Africa. But just like Margaret Sanger in letters that were released by the Colgate Foundation, I didn't just believe these online. I sent off to the university to get them, saying we got to recruit black leaders like W. Du Bois and others to go out and recruit the blacks because they won't trust whites. So, and let me tell you, that's what Obama is. He comes right out of the eugenics operation. He doubled the eugenics funding, U.S. funding. The forced abortion funding in China and Africa, he did it all. He even supports bills to let people kill babies for a couple days after they're born. And by the way, Alan Keyes has heroically fought him against that. That's why he was really at Notre Dame when he got arrested. And was still in jail last time I checked for like a week and a half. Anyways, the issue here is this is the biggest story. This is everything. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. They're trying to destroy the family. They're trying to destroy the cultures of blacks, whites, Hispanics, everybody. They want world government. They want it now. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's really all about. You have just heard the master plan, the basics of it. When we come back, I'll take calls. Then I'm going to get into the control grid, how they're going to tie us down to do this. The cashless society enslavement system. Get the film Endgame, folks, at InfoWars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.